Off Reservation, written by Bram Connolly and read by Nick Farnell. Chapter 1. Western Sydney, Zero Dark Hundred. Adjusting the focus on his night vision goggles, Matt could just make out the three-story industrial building less than 60 metres inside the fence line. Street lamps from an airfield down the road reflected off the low cloud cover and bathed the target building, giving it an eerie glow. On the top floor, someone had left some lights on. Save for that, the rest of the building was in darkness, deathly quiet. Matt's forward scouts held open the chain wire fence for him. For 15 agonizing minutes, they had snipped away at the links, one at a time, covering each other, scanning for threats. Finally, they created a ripped hole barely large enough for a grown man to duck through. Matt climbed inside the perimeter and then signalled with an infrared torch to the rest of his waiting commando platoon, hidden back in the tree line. "Thanks, lads," whispered Matt as he turned around and knelt down. The wet ground immediately soaked through his knee pad and into his flight suit. He raised his rifle to cover the building. Daniel Barnsley, Matt's signaller, moved in on the other side, also raising his rifle to cover the other half of the building's frontage. The two forward scouts slowly lowered their weapons and started to assist the rest of the assaulters who had just arrived. Some of them had ladders, some had frame charges for windows and doors, and others had dogs. What was required here was teamwork to ensure they all got through the fence and on their way to their entry points without alerting anyone in the building that they were there. Matt could just make out a low-pitched sound off in the distance. He knew it well enough. He'd heard it 100 times before, the sound of helicopters approaching. Still beyond truly audible, it starts off as a change in the ambient noise, almost silent at first, the lowest humming sound. He checked his watch and then looked around at his men making their way to their entry points, all on track. The sniper platoon was acting as the other tactical assault platoon. Commanded by Trav Mercado, it would be here in less than 3 minutes. Matt's platoon needed to be in position to blow in on the second floor entry points. They would need to have their ladders and charges in place and dogs in position to synchronize with Trav's platoon, which would fast rope out of the helicopters onto the roof and the top floor balcony. As if this wasn't complex enough, a platoon of Navy clearance divers would be coming in at speed on V8 Land Cruisers with the intention of making entry through the ground floor doors. They had practiced this more times than Matt cared to remember, but he still felt a sense of excitement and anticipation. All call signs, this is Oscar Charlie, 2 minutes, over. "Yankee Alpha, acknowledged," Matt replied to the radio message from Mike Truscott, the officer in charge of the tactical assault group. "X-ray Alpha, roger, over." Matt could hear the helicopter engine screaming as Trav made the call. The pilots would have accelerated the birds to around 140 knots, and they would be coming in low and fast on the other side of the treetops. Matt knew that Trav's guys would be sitting with the rear doors open, ready to throw the ropes out and slide down to their target. "Whiskey platoon, ready to roll." Matt looked over to the Navy platoon's start point and could see the infrared spotlights on top of the Land Cruisers. He twisted the dial on his radio presser switch to change the frequency, allowing him to talk directly to his platoon. "All call signs, this is Yankee Alpha, send status, over."